My name is Stephen Dale Bug. I'm go by Steve, or my nickname on the river is Bugman. I was born February 22nd, 1955, in Chillicothe, Ohio.
And growing up, was there? Did you think about working on the river as a kid, or when did that happen for you? When you knew that you wanted to do that?
Well, I moved to, my family and I moved to Western Kentucky about a year after I was born, and we lived about 8 miles inland from Columbus, which is on the Mississippi River. We used to go to the river from time to time, go to the park, and I'd see the boats and stuff. I never really thought about working on the river until I was 19 years old, until I started. My dad, I grew up on a dairy farm, and my dad knew several people that worked on the river that had that lived on farms when they were off the boat, or they had family farms. So he knew these people, and he would talk to them from time to time. And he found out that he was talking to a captain on the boat one time, a towboat captain, and he was on the bank there, and they were talking, and the towboat captain asked my dad if he thought I would ever be interested in working on a river, and my dad told him, he said, he didn't know, but he would say something to me. Well, as it turns out, this captain's brother, he had passed information on to him. Back then, they hired deckhands straight off the bank. He didn't have any training, any kind of classes or anything, but you got hired straight off the bank. Well, this one captain, it was at Ingram Barge Company, as a matter of fact, in 1974, one of the deckhands got hurt, and they needed somebody to replace him, and they had heard that I might be interested in a job, so they gave me a call, and I said, sure, I'd try it. To that point, I had never really seriously considered it. It's just by chance that I was called.
So the captain that spoke to your father was actively looking for new deckhands?
Well, actually, it was his brother, who was a captain that worked for Ingram Barge Company at that time, 1974. And they had passed. Back then, if you were looking for a deckhand real quick, you went through other people, and this captain that called me, his brother was the one that my dad had talked to. So he called his brother and said, hey, do you know anybody that's interested? And he said, well, I know this one guy, this Steve Bug, that might be interested. So he called, and sure enough, I decided to do it.
Were they just looking for anyone 18 or around 18 years old?
Back then you hired anybody you could, but usually it was younger people. The decking back then was harder. There was no stationary rigging, very few winches and stuff, so you had to pack around all your equipment, all your ratchets and wires and straps and stuff had to be carried quite a bit. So they looked for younger, stouter employees.
Yeah.
And they would get anybody that could, but that's who they really wanted. They wanted somebody that they could train and that would stay for a while, you know.
And did most people stay, or was there a pretty high turnover rate?
There was, when I first started in 1974, I would say the majority of the people stayed, although there was still a lot of turnover. They were still building there. At that point in time, they were building a lot of towboats. So there was a lot of jobs opening up, you know. And so you had a lot of people hired in the 70s because there were more boats being built.
Yeah.
And they were needing to crew those boats.